Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 30-something of the Custom Apparel, 37, okay, of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. And one thing that we know is true, though, is my name is Mark Stevenson from Colbessi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today, we are here to talk with Holly Rocks from Sanmar, and we're going to talk all about blanks.
We are going to talk about blanks, and the first thing, though, is we have had our private investigators look into the matter, and that is actually Holly's real name. It is Holly Rocks, which I find amazing.
Private investigators.
How you doing, Holly?
This is pretty serious stuff. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Okay.
And
great.
Yes, it is real.
And Holly is the senior trainer for Sanmar, and if you've never heard of Sanmar, if you are already in the custom apparel business, then I don't know what you do for a living, because they're one of the top blank suppliers in our part of the planet.
And from what I have in my notes, Holly trains all of the seniors that work there.
That's right, all of the seniors.
60
she
plus.
Is a senior training.
Which is awesome, because you know what, it's like one of these fields that's just, it's forgotten about.
We're in Central Florida, so it's a hotbed of activity for you here, Holly. We have St. Petersburg and Sarasota, you know, a lot of, they call it God's waiting room down here.
Oh, it just makes me so excited. So much to do down there.
So tell us what it really means to be a senior trainer for Sanmar.
Well, it just means that I'm the trainer who has the most long-term experience in the training team here at Sanmar. We call our training department Sanmar University, and I will be going on my, I'm almost 10 years and 2 months that I have been part of the training group. So I've really trained all platforms that we actually offer to our sales reps.
Okay, so
but
so
now my focus is actually on product. The product that we actually create, merchandise, and sell.
So your job is to make sure that the people that are involved with Sanmar know what they're talking about, basically.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, both internally, like our employees, but I also do a lot of customer-facing training as well. I do a lot of, like, I'm working on the education circuit with, like, ASI and PPAI and those promotional products kind of support groups. And I also do some, you know, training in individual companies as well.
Okay. All right. So for those of you who also don't know, Sanmar is a blank apparel provider. And one of the reasons that that Mark and I wanted to have you on today, Holly, is because, you know, you're now a member of the Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group. And Coleman & Company and Colbessi talks every day, all day, to people that want to get into the business. And one of the most common questions is not just, where do I find the blank garments to print on, but where do I find this particular blank garment?
Right. Right. And that can be one of the biggest challenges also when it comes to our decorators and people who are in this business. Is trying to find those perfect blanks that customers are looking for.
So I guess maybe we could start with some questions. I have some various questions. Because I know, like, as Mark said, what happens on the machine side, there's confusion when folks are coming into the business. They're not sure sometimes which way they want to print T-shirts, or on embroidery, how they want to do it, or what type of bling they want to do. There's a confusion in the beginning. And then we have folks here that help narrow it down to what they're going to do. Are you mainly going to do sports? Are you going to do, you know, large-scale manufacturing or small-scale custom? You know, and we help to get them into the right equipment. Now they're in the right equipment, and then there is an even larger world of blanks. And it's heavily confusing for folks to get in because they're not sure where to start.
Yeah.
So I guess if somebody is, you know, how does Sanmar, maybe is maybe the question I want to ask, how does Sanmar and the folks that work over at Sanmar help people get started that feel basically clueless on which t-shirt or polo or, you know, shorts to buy?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I think it really all boils down to knowing who your customers are and what it is that they want. This is very much a, it's not so much a push type of situation where you're offering all of this and then the customers will come to you. Typically, you will go to the customers, find out what it is they want, and then go ahead and try to find that. And those are the, you know, those questions are super important, and that's not just for apparel. You know, understanding, you know, why the customer needs the product that they need, and you know, what the person is going to be doing in the product, you know, that will tell you whether you need something performance, you know, focused, or if you just need, you know, something that's just price conscious. So, you know, really knowing what the expectations are of your customer and what they want this the goal of the final piece to be, really will help save a ton of headache and time trying to find the right product for them.
That's interesting.
And Sanmar, of course, you know, our reps have been trained to understand these questions and help coach our customers as to, you know, where they go and how they ask the questions and what kinds of things. And once they've got the answers, then you just come to us, and we are, you know, specialists for our own product, and we will be able to help you narrow down that focus, maybe, you know, have you have three or four options to offer your customer. We certainly have, you know, the marketing tools behind it to create virtual samples and flyers and custom websites and all of those kinds of things once you get further down the line.
Right.
But that's the thing, is you want a custom, you want a company that is here for you, that is here to help you, that their whole focus is trying to find the best product for your customer.
So that's kind of an interesting thing that I never really thought about before is, you know, you guys are training your reps, your Sanmar reps,
right,
to kind of turn apparel decorators that sell to end users into almost like textile consultants, right? T-shirt consultants.
Right, absolutely.
So you're suggesting that, you know, you find out, okay, well, so you need 25 shirts printed with this on it. What are the shirts going to be used for? Who's going to be wearing the shirts? You know, what's the weather going to be like? You know, is there color restrictions? To get all those questions answered and then come to somebody like Sanmar and, you know, and say, okay, here are my requirements.
Absolutely. And then based on those requirements, we can narrow it down. And I always suggest our customers present a good, better, best type of situation with their customer. When you go in with one piece and you think that's just a slam dunk, unfortunately, it leaves the customers feeling like they have no choice, like this is it. Whereas when you go in with a good, better, best, you've got one piece that you know really fits all of the parameters they're looking for. Fits the color options, what they're, you know, the performance features, the style, everything that the customer's looking for. But you also have a piece that may be lacking in one or two things. Maybe it comes in white and black, but not in the chartreuse that they need it in. But it's less expensive. And there's another, you know, on the other side of the scale, there's also, you know, one that has maybe some features you didn't even think about that all of a sudden now become popular or really important. And but that piece might be a little bit above where their price range is. But it gives you leeway and flexibility that you're not just pulling your margin from that middle piece just to satisfy, you know, a price issue that you didn't even know was an issue in the beginning.
Yeah, I
think
that's fantastic. I like that idea of you should almost always provide, if not a good, better, best, at least two options.
Yeah.
You know, but three is probably ideal, because what I find we run into in this industry is too many people are trying to race to the bottom on price. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's still true, but so many people that I talk to, you know, are printing or attempting to print or wanting to use that, and no offense to Gildan, but that really, really inexpensive Gildan shirt that every time I buy one, it shrinks up about five times.
I don't know anybody at Gildan, so go ahead.
Yeah. but I mean, that's a popular shirt. I hear it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't stand that shirt. Right. I don't want to buy it. You know, however, there's this race to the bottom for pricing.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, I'm not sure if it's oftentimes, I think it's just what the only option they're offered, maybe because it's the most profitable option or it's a way for them to drive the price down.
Well, it's got to be on the other side too. You know, for a lot of our customers, I mean, we always talk about, you know, making sure the shirt works for your technology, you know, first before you offer. So we kind of counsel people to limit the number of options that they give depending on the technology, so you get that specific. But what I like about what Holly's saying is that, you know, and I know this from previous conversations too, is that if you let Sanmar know that you do DTG, they will give you a menu of options that work with DTG.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Whatever, your specific needs are, whatever the type of decoration you've already focused on, that's really going to play a huge role in what blanks you're going to buy to make sure that that works.
Yeah, so that way, if you are doing the consulting approach with a customer, the good, better, best, you know, you can give them options so they won't pick something that's, you know, 100% polyester, sweat resistant, you know, for, and all you do is DTG printing, you know, maybe there are options that you can offer them otherwise, or you can move to another technology.
Yeah. And you can go in there and say, okay, well, I've got three options for shirts for you here. So my most economical option might be that, you know, just the cheapest Gildan, you know, ring spun that they offer. I also have, I think it's called like Soft Style is Gildan's like next one up, you know, or another one of their higher ones, a little nicer and just come in a female cut. And then I've got this other brand that's maybe an organic cotton shirt or something like that and comes in more colors possibly.
Maybe it's, you know, I heard somewhere that Fruit of the Loom had something that was great for DTG.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe they've got some really high quality shirts that are available for this in different cuts. Different styles.
Is it their high density, the HD t-shirts?
Yeah.
Because the tighter the weave, the easier it is. Those are the kinds of things that they talk about. At least I know that with the Fruit brand.
Yeah.
But every brand, every company, everybody who creates something has to set themselves apart in some way. It can't always be just about the price. So Gildan is all about color and you know, those options. They've got so many colors available, and now they've got these combo colors that that really kind of bring out either one or another. It's like secondary colors for schools and teams, and you know, that's really what Gildan is known for. And so you have to also, as you say, that fight to the bottom price-wise is only going to be damaging to everybody. You know, each company is willing to give that first try, hey, I'll give you, you know, your first order and I'll give a deal for you. And we're all willing to do that, hoping that there'll be future business. But if all you have is price to fight with, you have to try and set yourself apart. And I think that when we talk about being, you know, that consultant with your customers, that's, you're offering so much more to them.
Yeah.
You're offering your knowledge and your base. And even if you don't have, and you have to call Sanmar to get, you know, that street cred you're looking for, that's what we're here for. We don't want to be in the forefront. We don't want to be that company that's on stage. We want to be the ones in the background who are making all of our customers look good. That's really what our role is.
I don't know. Now I kind of see a new marketing push for Sanmar. You know, their tagline could be your source for street cred in the apparel decorating industry. I like that.
I'm so glad. I'll let my marketing manager know that.
Yeah, coined a new phrase. No charge for that one. that was a freebie just for you. Okay.
That'll be our July. I like all that. Yeah.
I like the idea of, you know, setting your, I mean, we just did a podcast on setting your business apart.
Yep.
And maybe that's one way you can differentiate your smaller custom apparel shop is by being intelligent about the blanks you offer and finding unique things.
Yeah.
You know, to do that.
Yep.
And giving your customer a choice
yeah.
compared to just telling them, yeah, I do shirts. They're $14 a piece
right.
or 19 or whatever the number might be. But actually say I have three options for you or two options or whatever that might be.
Yeah.
And these will yep. work for the type of printing you want to do. If you're looking for a moisture wick type
yeah.
of shirt, you know, a high performance fabric, well, then maybe we need to go over to vinyl, which is going to have a little bit different options than your DTG.
Right.
If you want to do that, here's some pricing on that and options on that.
Yeah.
Giving the consumer the choice, but we have to limit choices too. So there was just some folks talking about, and consistently I see talking about, what do I do about my catalog, meaning
right.
my business catalog, what do I do? And I'm sure the Sanmar catalogs every year are amazing, but they are an overwhelming amount of choices to pass on to the consumer, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also there are way too many things in that catalog that our customers have never attempted to print, or bling out, and not everything performs the way you want it to, depending on the type of decorating you do. So
right.
what's a solution?
And we've always,
what are some things that you can do to help customers, or what do you think customers should do to help build their own little catalog where if customer wants, you know, these are my t-shirt options, these are my jacket options, these are my shorts, sweater
yeah.
options.
And do you mean like a physical catalog or even an online presence?
I think just, yeah, anything, online, something. You know, my thought is that they could have a website one. They can
yeah.
print their own.
Yes.
They just make a or
yep.
and then have a PDF version that can be emailed.
Or they could house samples of each.
Yeah.
You know, that they
right.
use to physically show off in a showroom or retail mm-hmm. space.
See, I think that number one, I think, is the biggest thing, is always have samples that you are prepared to be able to sell right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Or for examples, this is a very visual industry. And it's really hard to say, okay, well, here's your t-shirt and this is what it's going to kind of look like with bling. But if you really show it to them, then, you know, they're sold. It's emotional. It's an emotional purchase. I think a lot of times we forget that, you know, what we're printing on the t-shirt makes it what it is, that our decorators have such skills and such talent that I don't think they even fully appreciate what they can really do and how personalized they can get with their pieces.
Yeah.
And again, you know, some of these are just throwaway t-shirts. We're going to just give these away. We're going to shoot them out of a t-shirt gun. That's it. You know, we don't care. But some of them are, hey, this is a memory that I want to remember for a very long time. This is some special team that I belong to, or this is a concert I went to, or, you know, just a me statement. And
yeah.
and those are the things that I think, you know, will differentiate when you've got those kind of emotions to offer your customer. And again, we're all in the business to, everybody wants something personalized as well. So anytime you can make something blank and turn it into something that somebody will own and it's personal to them,
yeah.
You know, you can't put a price tag on that. And those are the things that are going to set, you know, people apart from each other, is that's why those, you know, the big t-shirt companies that are online are doing so well, is millennials now, sorry for using that word, but the biggest buying group right now that has the biggest impact in all of our lives is this group of, you know, 18 to 34-year-olds. And they have gone through life with everything being personalized to them.
Right.
I want something, I want a t-shirt, I want it just to say something. And it never worked in our industry where you could just screen print one thing or direct to garment just somebody's name and make money off of it. But this is what their expectations are now.
Yeah.
So anything you can do to kind of help make that happen is really... So I think even if we just look at t-shirts, you also look at, you know, if you're in a school and team kind of environment. Always carry, you know, the colors of that school or team in your store. Always have, and don't just display like a t-shirt. It's always great to do, you know, to kind of merchandise the way people are used to merchandising or used to seeing things when they go into a retail store.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the polo, but sometimes it's the polo with the jacket and the scarf and the, you know, gloves and the this and the that, that all of a sudden it creates this full package. And And you know, so many times you go in and say, I want all of that.
That's great.
That whole thing.
Holly, that's great. I'm actually looking at the slideshow on your website while you talk, and there is a there's a great image of the school sales syllabus.
Yes.
It has these little groupings of a you know, there's a hoodie, there's a bag, there's a sports shirt, there's maybe some pants,
shorts,
you know, there's all kinds of stuff,
yep,
all in the same color scheme, all with the same school logo. And you're right. That is a great way that, you know, having a relationship with somebody like Sanmar, you know, you can offer this kind of cluster of things rather than, you know, always answering the question, hey, can you find me shorts just like this?
Yeah.
You know, say, look,
yes, I can.
come over here and look at what I've got. You know, I've
right.
got this whole kind of system of...
I've put together a collection that looks
that's a great word,
so
collection.
Awesome that yeah, these shorts that you picked are, they're nice. There's nothing
right.
wrong with them. But take a look at my collection, because when you see the shorts with the tank
yeah.
and the other options available, you might like that better.
And by the way, those shorts yep. are hideous. I was just kidding that they're nice.
No. Yeah, those shorts. Yeah, they were terrible.
Okay,
who's shorts?
So I like all. I like
our shorts are awesome.
I like all this so far.
Thank you.
So having said all this, you know, again, back to the very basics. A lot of our customers have no idea what to do. You know, they don't know, you know, where to get blanks. They don't know about how much they should keep in inventory, whether or not they should keep an inventory, order minimums. Why don't you kind of break down the nuts and bolts of Sanmar for us and how they deal with their customers?
Okay. So Sanmar's been around for 45 years, and we've had our ups and our downs, but the one thing I think that is I've been proudest about is the ownership team here has never been one to be stagnant and have always tried to move forward. Things have changed in this industry, and what we're noticing is more and more customers do need visuals like this, like that little school selling guide. We've got one for corporate apparel as well. We've got one for t-shirts. So right away, you can kind of see that we've really tried to support the education of our customers so that they feel a little bit more confident in presenting apparel. Again, our staff goes through almost a year's worth of training just before they get their set of customers as an account executive. So I think that deep training is really important, but I also think, you know, we know we're aware of how customers like to shop, and this is where we're starting to go. I mean, so much sexier to see, you know, all of these clothes in a color scheme. It's almost like you just walked right into the collegiate bookstore or right into the school locker room, and all of a sudden you have this, wow, this is so powerful. And all of this goes together. And imagine if you were, you know, a store, you know, kind of a decorator who was on, you know, they had two or three schools right around them. And I don't know about you, but when my daughters, I have a daughter who's now going to be a sophomore in college and one who will be a senior in high school. And, you know, when they started going to high school, it was all about the wearing the logoed sweatshirts and the logoed t-shirts, especially to these football games.
Yeah.
And so I was one of those moms that didn't have anything. And so there's a shoe store, kind of an athletic store that just had a hot press, like a heat press machine and the logos of the schools that they just heat press on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was Friday. I needed something so my kids wouldn't look like losers, because you know how parents are. We want our kids to fit in
right.
no matter what. So I go to this store, and sure enough, it's a Port & Company sweatshirt. He put a heat press label on it. I should say, he put a transfer on it
with
the Skyline High School, and sure enough, so, you know, sold it to me for $40.
Yeah.
But I paid it because it wasn't just about the sweatshirt. It was about the security of my daughters going to a game and not feeling like they're, you know, high school is hard enough without feeling like you don't fit in.
So you paid $40
kind of thing.
Even though you knew that was a $6 sweatshirt blank.
Oh, I knew it was a $6 sweatshirt. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
That's great.
I knew. But that's what parents, I mean, we will do this. This is, the school and team market is so strong because no matter what, parents will get what the kids need when it comes to, you know, athletics and their school, their school uniforms, everything. So, there's the business guide. So you're looking at kind of that business. We break down, you know, businesses, a lot of things. Gosh, I'm going all over the place, aren't I?
Okay.
One thing I think that people have to understand is, again, as we introduce these little guides, you can see we break them down into little, you know, little sections. It's not just corporate uniforming. It's, you know, is this a true corporation where you're still wearing that suit and tie, or you're still wearing the, you know, the button down with the tie, or, you know, do you need to be a lot more dressy, or is this more of a casual environment where khakis and, you know, polos would work well? Or are you kind of office cool? Is this like an Amazon or a Google or a .com kind of company where you've got, you know, young, hungry people who still want to look trendy and cool, but they're still at the office?
If there was something to the right of that that, you know, expressed, you know, we just finished working on our boat, then that would kind of be the ethic here at Cold Essie and Coleman & Co. That would be the uniform.
Would be your uniform?
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, we haven't really incorporated that into our brochure yet.
Well,
but
next time. I'm sure
it's coming.
That one's free too. That one's no charge for that.
Yeah, we wanted a tri-fold, not a quad-fold. So
okay, that's great.
We had to leave some out. But that's the same thing with T-shirts. There are T-shirts, and there are T-shirts that I will tell you feel like sandpaper, but they're inexpensive.
Yeah.
There are also T-shirts that feel light as a feather and are so soft you can't believe it. You have to give your customer the choice of which one and make it their decision. I think having just three basic T-shirts in different levels of fabrication, so just an open-ended cotton and then a ring spun and then probably like a ring spun combed or maybe something with a vintage kind of an acid wash or an enzyme wash to it that really softens it. You offer three of those T-shirts in your store in the same color, and you have your customers just do kind of a touch test and see which one they prefer, it helps them make the decision as well.
I like that. So
yeah.
Let me ask you some of the brand new customer questions. Like, I was going to be a brand new customer for you.
Okay.
I'm always worried about inventory and being stuck with inventory.
Okay, so, completely understand. The nice thing about Sanmar is we can get product to 99.7% of our customers within 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
So most of our customers don't inventory anything. They utilize us as their inventory, and they just buy on demand.
And are there minimum orders?
Nope. There are no minimums here. And then also, if you do find yourself with too much, we'll take it back. You can always return product, too.
No kidding. Nice.
So nobody's ever stuck with anything unless it's decorated. Once it's decorated, then obviously we can't take it back as a blank. But there's no minimums here for any minimum order. We do have a free freight policy that once you hit a $200, we will pay for freight to get it out to you, no matter how many warehouses we have to send it from.
And that's
we will cover the freight.
So regular shipping is 1 to 2 days away normally.
Yep.
And if I order $200 or more, then that freight is free.
That freight is free.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes it fairly easy.
Absolutely.
to be able to handle the inventory side of it then. So what I would say is, are if you own a business out there, what you probably, I guess, need to take some steps in this now. So probably the initial steps would be, what type of decorating do you do? All right, and what garments will work with that?
Yeah.
And if you you could probably read the descriptions online and figure some of that out yourselves, or speak with a representative if you're going to Sanmar, and they could help you to point you to, okay, well, here's, say, 9 t-shirts and 6 sweaters and such that will all work with your method.
Yeah.
You have to, like, stop looking at shirts that won't accept the decorating that you do.
Right.
Okay, then
absolutely.
Now you can start to build your own catalog similar to how what's shown in these guides right here is you pick, well, these are the few t-shirts that I'm going to offer. Here's my good, better, best in t-shirt. Here's my good, better, best in a female t-shirt, in a sports cut style.
Tank top.
In a tank top. And you pick, you know, a few of each, and then you build your own catalog. So now you've got a catalog that's just numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And then you bring some of that into your store in probably some various sizes and colors, so people can see, see and touch and look.
But not $10,000 worth of stuff.
No, just a Like you pick one or two colors and get all the size ranges.
Yeah.
Say this is what an extra large is like in the regular cut, and this is what it's like in more of the fitted cut.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
I know on certain t-shirts I wear a large. Other t-shirts I prefer an extra large.
Yeah.
In styles, right. Being able to show your customer that, build a catalog. Does Sanmar offer any type of imagery that your customers use?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We have a whole image library. So under our marketing tab up at the top at Sanmar.com, you can just scroll and there's a image library right under product media.
Yep.
And there are probably 25,000 images available at any one time. And what we try to do is do a number of different images so that you can get front, and then you can get from the side, and then you can get a back image. And, that's obviously important when it comes to trying to find the right product, especially when you want to talk about decoration. Like, if you're decorating on the back, doesn't really matter what the front of the shirt looks like. It really is all about the back.
Nice. Yep. Okay, so...
So, yeah, so if you hit the View Image Library tab, you can get both low and high-res images, and you can just copy and paste them right from right from our site.
That's cool. And anybody can use it as long as they're customers, right?
Yes, absolutely. As long as they've got an account with Sanmar. And that's another thing, too. If you ever direct, you know, if our customers ever direct their customers to a website, we do have a completely generic website that doesn't have our name on it anywhere. It's called companycasuals.com. And that is kind of our generic version to send customers to go searching for a product. If you're looking for something and you want them, you want to send them somewhere to take a look, but you don't want it to have Sanmar everywhere, you just go to companycasuals.com, and here it is. And anyone can look at those. And any price that's posted for non-customers, it will always be the suggested manufacturer retail price.
So that's nice. Like, if you're somewhere in between having a website and not, you know, it's a nice, what kind of things can you decorate? Well, here, go to companycasuals.com. And here are some of the things that I do.
Yeah, or send people direct links to individual shirts or caps or whatever
it might be.
I like that.
So,
yep. We also have all of our catalogs online as e-catalogs and PDFs as well. So if you don't want to go to that, you can go directly to our catalogs. We have, again, the Design Center allows our customers to make little mini catalogs on their own. So if they want, up to a 16-page catalog, they can actually create their own and highlight and showcase the pieces that they sell, and they don't have to be, they don't have to deal with a 700-800 page catalog.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's because that's what's going to be the next thing I said is really important for customers to do, to either use that specific tool that's provided, or get the images of the garments you are going to use, and if you want to kind of personalize it more. If you have more of a branding or a look or a feel for your business you're trying to get with, get those high res images, get them over to a graphic artist and say, I want to build my catalog. Here are the 24 items I'm going to sell.
Yeah.
Here's how I want to categorize them. Here's a color scheme I want to use. And then they can also, if you don't have a storefront, if you have a storefront, let me start there. If you have a storefront, you should get some of that, the grid wall and hangers and any of
the retail display.
So you can do a nice retail display and not just have it all kind of boxed or sitting on a shelf. Put a little bit of thought into it. It's going to be an investment of money, but it will set you apart from the shop where they just walk in and it's just a bunch of hangers hanging around and folded up stuff in drawers.
Yes.
In addition to that, if you don't have a shop, you make your own virtual shop, just like we're seeing these images on Sanmar's site. If you're not, you know, if you're just listening right now, which you probably are just listening because these are listeners, not viewers.
Yes, that's true.
So
it's very confusing, but it is true.
These are listeners, not viewers. So with that, on Sanmar's site, they put together these pictures that are really beautiful, and we can share some on the podcast page of what it would look, what a display would look like. Right. Make your own virtual display.
Yes.
So get these images, get with a graphic artist if you need to, and have a virtual display of the various garments, and have that in something you can either email your customers or on your website where you can direct them to a link, whatever it might be. So you can have a virtual display too to say, here's a catalog, you know, here's an, and within that catalog, you've got these virtual displays where folks can see all of the options, and then right there they can sit in the catalog and they can see this display. And you know, if you're going, invest some money in all of this. Okay, so you can go inexpensive and just take a graphic artist, get them to put together with the stock images from there.
Yeah,
if you've got more money, and then you can get a model.
Yeah,
you know, get somebody to help you model, get somebody to help you shoot photography.
Right,
get somebody to put all of that together, and you can have a student wearing the t-shirt and the jacket.
Yeah, that you designed.
That you designed, or that's part of what you do. And the backpack on, get them in some shots, maybe even, you know, at a local park so people understand it even more.
Yeah.
You can really hit it home with some of this stuff. And for not that much money, really.
True. And the short answer is what, you know, to what can I do right now? Go through, you know, call somebody at Sanmar, pick the right shirts for your decorating technology. Do the good, better, best, like Holly was talking about. Put it all in the custom PDF catalog.
Yep, you can be done in one day.
I love that.
In one day, you can be set. And then from there, maybe build your dream. You know, from that, start simple and then build your dream up from that.
Right.
And everything, too, I want to mention just real quick is that everything that we support, any marketing tool that we offer, even custom websites, are free to our customers. There is no cost involved. So we manage these custom websites for thousands of our customers, and they don't have to pay a thing.
Okay.
They have 24-hour presence. They have, you know, customers can get to them at any time, can see all of their offerings, can see all kinds of different things, and they don't have to do anything. We take care of it all.
And I'm looking at one of those right now. It's a sample custom school site.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Now, can a customer have multiple of these?
Absolutely, as many as they want.
So they can go through, if there's four high schools within their area, they can actually make a high school, for each high school, they can give them their own little site.
Yep.
That
Yeah, and I was going to say,
money or be hard to manage and give people, everyone the opportunity to go there and see what the options are.
Well, and it's a virtual shopping cart, too. It can even be PayPal enabled. So if they take orders right there from the website, it will send a little shopping cart notification to our customer so that they know how many orders are coming in and what logo they wanted. You can see you can put a number of different logo options also available. It has everything that an e-commerce store would need, and it just, you don't have to worry about organizing it so much. So we have... you know, we have so many teams and so many people that are dedicated to helping support our customers. So we have a whole custom tech support team that will go through and personalize anything you want. They will create the website for you, take all of, you know, whatever direction you give them. And then we also have a decorator relations team. So when you talk about, you know, what products work well with what type of decoration. If you, you know, whatever you need, that decorator relations team is also, you know, the specialist for that as well.
Yeah, and I know that we're going to do another podcast with somebody from decorator relations to get more to get more into that, because I think that's a really big deal.
Yeah, I mean, everyone
absolutely
needs to spend some time looking at this, honestly, especially if you don't have a website. If you've got your own setup, and some folks do, and they have amazing ones, you know, obviously, you know, go with that. Go with what you, if you have your own store, you can customize everything, and you can automate a lot of things for yourself.
Yeah.
More power to you if you've taken the time to do that. If you don't have a store online, this is just so ideal.
I know.
It's very easy.
I had no idea. It's actually blowing me away a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool because this is something that some folks are missing out there. It is the answer to a catalog issue. It's the answer to online.
Yeah. Can I say something?
All right.
How about now?
Fine now.
I think.
No. If you're kind of compliment me, then yes,
I think this whole thing rocks. I really do.
You.
Oh, ha ha. I get it.
I did not have the opportunity.
I get that. I think too is a lot of people aren't aware of how easy it is, and we're here to try to make it easier for everyone. We are here to sell apparel, so obviously we don't want people to shy away from it, and we don't want people to feel like it's overwhelming. It can be at times, but if you contact Sanmar and talk to somebody here, we can make it a lot less scary for you.
Yeah. That's great. So, because what we're talking about is you guys have some marketing support, a lot more than I would have guessed, to make it easier to get a web presence, to develop your own catalog. You've got the expertise to help people pick the right kind of apparel or other item, you know, textile or whatever, for your decorating technology and what you should offer. There's no minimums, 1 to 2 day delivery in most places in the country. And $200 free freight, and you can send back what you don't use.
Right. Gosh, there's got to be something wrong, right?
It's a good story. You know what I mean?
It is a great story. That's the beauty of it. There is nothing. This is it. This is us, and this is who we are, and we've been this way for a fairly long time. So we're pretty good at it, I think. Okay, I think we're really good at it, but and that's another thing too. Even if you don't know the questions to ask your customers, I don't even know where to start when to pick out something. Call us; we'll give you the questions to ask them. We can have a full list of questions that you can just go right from the top to the bottom. There's the T-shirt guide.
This really makes me want to start a T-shirt business. It really does.
Well, I have something that I'll call out the folks listening to this on.
Yeah.
Okay. So we work on the equipment and supply side, and Sanmar works in the blank and apparel side. And there are a lot of people who dedicate 40 to plus hours a week of their career studying this stuff, learning this stuff, having been to trade shows and online events and collaborated with people all over the world on all of this stuff. They collect knowledge all day, every day.
Yeah.
And then our customer goes to a Facebook group and asks a bunch of amateurs, and which is fine. It's great to participate in the community. Yeah. But I wish our customers would call us sometimes, because, yes, I've spent 30, 40 hours on that one question that you asked.
Right.
That more than likely, a lot of the people that are answering are guessing or have been doing it wrong for 20 years.
Right.
Now, there are plenty of people who know more than me. Yeah. Every single day I run into somebody who knows a lot more than me.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of people here who know a lot of things. And if you have those apparel questions, or you're trying to find a blank that a customer is asking for, or you're not sure what questions to ask your customer in regards to what is the best shirt if it's for a fishing trip, it's probably a good idea to call a representative at an apparel company and talk to somebody who has not only themselves study it all day, every day, but has a pretty big team behind them.
And then
hopefully, if you develop a good relationship with them, you trust them enough that you can take their word for it. So going online and asking these questions, yeah, it's great and it feels nice and it's very much of how we like to operate today.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I go on Reddit and ask things when I know I could call somebody else and ask it. But I'm curious on what the community has to say. But when you've got free resources from companies like this, us and Sanmar, really use them. You could save a whole lot of time. The hours you spend online searching for something might have been able to have been answered in less than 5 minutes on a phone call with somebody or an email that you sent them.
Yeah, honestly, like, look, the name of this podcast is Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. The name of the Facebook group is Custom Apparel Startups Facebook group. It's because everybody is here to help you all out there start a custom apparel business. And yeah, right. I mean, we've all got something to gain out of it. Hopefully you end up buying equipment from Cold Essie and you get supplies or cutters and things like that from Coleman and Company. And now, you know, maybe you interact with Sanmar and start buying your blanks there. But all this information is readily available and free, whether or not you're already doing business with us or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can call and talk to us about printers and inks and vinyl and what's the best rhinestone and how do I, you know, why my patch isn't sticking and, you know, what's the best way to do this or where do I get that information? You can call any of us or email any of us and ask that. And now, you know, instead of posting the picture of the orange shorts, you know, with a bad design on it, you know, on a group and asking, hey, where can I get shorts like this?
And hoping to get an answer maybe back within a couple days.
Yeah. Then I think the better question is to call up Sanmar and say, hey, somebody wants these orange athletic shorts. This kind of thing, what can I offer them that's better?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and get a reasonable answer. Hey, you know what? Those shorts are great. Look at these three awesome options I have right now. You know, and go from there.
Yeah. And then wrap it all up by having it in your catalog and all these cool things.
On your new, brand new Sanmar website.
And of course, obviously Sanmar, when you call them up, they would probably love for you to end up buying the shorts through them.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that would be nice.
Right? Hopefully. That's the point, right? So of course, when you call them up, they're going to offer you something that they sell. That's the goal. Just like you who are listening, when your customer calls you up asking about apparel, you hope that by the end of the phone call, they choose to do business with you. However, all down that line, you have the interest of your customer in mind because you would like them to enjoy what they purchased and for their school to come back to buy from you.
Yeah.
Sanmar has the interest of you in mind because they want you to offer the right apparel that will decorate well and look good so your customer will come back. And Coleman and Company, we keep going further up.
Yeah.
You know, we want you to get rhinestones that will work well all down that line. Then, of course, Cold Essie wants you to have the right equipment for that. So although we do have an interest in this, our interest is definitely in your success because our customers that are the best for all of us down the line are the most successful ones.
Man, we're awesome.
Right.
We are awesome.
And you're awesome. We're awesome, too.
I think it's a great business to be in. I think Sanmar, you know, I mean, we picked Sanmar to have a relationship with. Mm-hmm. You know, we picked Sanmar to come on the podcast. You know, they didn't call us and say, hey, we're trying to get more customers. Can we be on your podcast or on your Facebook group or anything like that? You know, we picked Sanmar for a reason. And this conversation with Holly, I think, really kind of illustrates that reason really well.
Well, I really appreciate the time, guys. I really do. And I think that this is, you know, Sanmar's been around for a long time. And we've made some mistakes, like all companies. But I think that the one thing I'm most proud of is the fact that we admit we're human. And when we do make mistakes, we're the first ones to admit it. And I think that that is something that you don't see very often.
Yeah.
In businesses nowadays. And so those are the types of companies that I think everybody wants to do business with.
Yep.
You know, the owner of our company comes down to every single new hire sales class and offers up, you know, a Q&A session that you can ask him any question. And basically he said, you know, the two things you need to know to be successful here at Sanmar is be nice and don't lie.
Nice.
Like, wow, that's pretty easy.
I like
that. That's super easy. But you know what? Those are very difficult things in corporations nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't see that. And so this is why it's just nice. It's nice working, you know, for this company. And that's why our sales reps are so friendly and helpful.
Right.
Is because it comes from the top all the way down.
That's awesome. Well, I think we should wrap it up.
I'm gonna
warn Holly though that the next time we talk, the questions are gonna be all about the strangest blanks people have asked for. And it may not be a PG podcast. I'm just warning everybody.
Yeah, that's all.
Are we gonna do this late at night then?
We'll pick a different website for that one. All right, well,
later at night, that'd be good.
Today, Holly, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys, this has been Mark Stevenson from Cold Essie.
And Mark Vila from Coleman & Company.
And we hope you have a good business out there.
Thanks.